Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He can't face his problems because the problem is his face. Fox and Friends co-host and host of the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox News Radio, Brian Kilmeade.
You said I would like my introduction?
That's a Gene Nelson special.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got a southern drawl and looking to brawl. Fox Business Network anchor Dagan McDowell. She puts on a masterclass of newscaster sass. Host of Kennedy on Fox Business Network, Kennedy. And highways have smaller shoulders than him. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. Those were four for four intros. The best intros we've had in a while. All right, I'm going to go with Dagan first because, Dagan, you were subbing for Maria. So that means I didn't see you because I don't get up at 6 a.m. So I'm dying to know your take.
Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
that's
ahead. Okay.
You're a witness.
You're right. You have a show in the morning?
Doesn't it? Not anymore. Not every day. It's not live.
Who
we
are you?
We taped it the night before.
I don't know who you are anymore. All right. I'm just interested in knowing what's inside your head now.
No, you don't. But I'll tell you what I think about this subject. The condemnation from the right, from Republicans, from conservatives, was swift and forceful. Over and over again, you heard, find these people, arrest them, this is wrong. And if you cannot condemn violence in every instance to say, that is wrong, don't do that, this must stop. If you can't do that, which the left didn't do over the summer, something inside of you is broken. Mm-hmm. Assuming that there's something inside to actually break, like a heart or a soul. But deep down, I think that some of these people in the media are in their, you know, steam and sacks of sanctimony are a little gleeful that this happened because now it makes them look okay.
It's
that they
point.
Called Trump supporters for years.
That's such a good
racist,
yeah.
Bigots, Nazis, hayseeds, rednecks, bitterly clinging to their guns and Bibles, you deplorables. Now these chatterboxes won't be sweating through their makeup. Mm-hmm. They won't. It saves them from a little embarrassment because now they can go, we were right.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because you could almost argue, it's like the chicken or the egg thing. Is the actions of the Trump supporters creating the criticism, or was the 4 years of criticism creating a frustration and rage? But I won't go into that because I have this other guest here from, it's called Fox and Family.
No, the big story is the radio show. That's what you like better. It's on a little bit later when you finally wake up.
You are the real Brian Kilmeade on the radio show.
Yeah.
All right. I think the bottom line here is that we hold ourselves to the same standard that we hold others. Like, I'm trying to hold the people that I'm sympathetic with which are Trump supporters. And I don't even know if this is represented, obviously. Bad apples. But let me get your thoughts.
Couple of things. Originally, the Trump people were saying, that's not us. Those aren't our guys. They're your guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are your guys. Whether you like them or not, they're your guys. It was with their unsavory elements that don't like Donald Trump in the middle. Doesn't matter. There was enough there to say, you deserve this. The thing I'd add to what Dagan said is not only was it swift, it was authentic. Mm. Authentic outrage. Number two, I just while you were talking and I had read this online, Lindsey Graham was swarmed at the airport within hours.
Yeah.
So that, along with Ted Wheeler, two very different people, spray painting Nancy Pelosi's garage and Mitch McConnell's garage. This thing is so out of control.
Yeah.
Now individually and collectively, if people aren't smart enough at the highest level to rein things in, yesterday will be an afterthought. Or whenever we air the show, whenever you see the show, it'll be an afterthought. And here's where we're heading. If this continues at this rate, if people don't ratchet down the rhetoric They're going to be personally responsible. And sadly, my prediction on Thursday is not coming true, that you had to hit rock bottom when you have go into rehab. They say you got to hit rock bottom. Everything's got to end for things to change. I thought we hit rock bottom. But when Nancy Pelosi decides to take her free time and demand the 25th Amendment and then demand the impeachment of the president, which is just fruitless. If you want to unify Trump supporters again, you just did it. Because now you're going to get a guy who's got 12 days left in office, or 10, depending on when you watch this show, is now going to be not impeached, but going to go through the process where we're in the middle of a pandemic and they can't figure out how to give people vaccines.
Yeah.
Are you sorry you asked me?
Yeah. I'm glad to know you learned something from rehab, though. Kennedy!
Thank God there are two morning people here, because I certainly am not one. I really like you guys, though.
Right.
I had no idea you both had morning shows.
You had no idea we work for a living.
Impressed.
This is a morning show, but it's spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. What are your thoughts, Kennedy?
The whole thing, it made me really sad.
Yeah.
It made me really sad that what happened over the summer has now bled into another extreme. And it's so easy for people to lose themselves and lose hold of their rational capacity and really give in to something that is pretty awful. And that's how horrible things happen. If you talk to anyone who's been in combat and anyone who's spent time in places like Libya and Afghanistan, they will tell you that this is what happens. You know, things, they turn on a dime and human nature just disintegrates. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that we live in a country that's better than that, that you know, we are a more diverse nation where we have respect for people who don't necessarily see eye to eye on the same issues. Mm-hmm. But that is falling apart. And so now what has happened is we've created all of these gulfs.
Yeah.
And if you're on the other side, you are the enemy.
Yeah.
It is Palestinians versus Israelis. And that is so counterproductive, and it's so anti-American. So when I see that happening in the Capitol and I see things falling apart like that, it makes me sad, because I always want to look forward. And I always want to say, you know, where do we go from here and how can we get better? And the only solution I have right now is, you know, other than talking about it with people on TV, is just trying to have a dialogue with my children and instill something in them so they have respect for other people, and starting at that very micro level.
I can't have that discussion with my children because they're they don't exist. All right. So that she raises a good question, Tyrus. Where do we go from here?
You know, I look at things and I find it sadly funny when I look at what happened at Wednesday, because we're still not getting it in the media and generally how the division, how do you break up division? How do you stop this, right? We all basically just want to be left alone to do our own thing.
Right.
And when you feel spit on, when you feel underappreciated, when you are grouped in, we can all understand that. I, as a black man, anytime something happens, I can remember as a kid going, please don't be black. Because it is going to affect all of us.
Yes.
Right? We're all going to get blamed for it. We're all going to, we all wear hats backwards and we're all criminals. Like, we hate that, right? And before it was broken down by skin, whether you're Irish, Swedish, or whatever, it was, the easiest thing was to look at somebody, throw some stereotypes. Now, it's not even that personal.
Yeah.
Your belief system, your what you choose, what policy that you agree with, whether you want less taxes or more taxes, dictates whether you are a actual human being with feelings that needs to be respected and heard and not hurt, or a monster,
right,
or a loser, or a dumb redneck. I mean, there was a ton of nicknames. We used to actually had something behind our nicknames when we insulted each other, but it was all fair.
When you looked at me, I was like, yeah. I was like, and then I went, oh, yeah, use the word redneck. No, I'm a redneck.
I feel bad that we still don't get it. The media still wants to make President Trump's speech was horrible and stupid, straight up. Bro, that's not what you were going for.
Right.
It's not what you were going for.
Mm-hmm.
That aside, we love to make the depiction that it's just President Trump, that he's this bad person. As soon as you realize that a lot of Americans, 70 million plus Americans, see this guy as this man for the type of person they want to be, above the system, brash, no financial worries, tells it like it is, and doesn't take a backseat to anyone. That is the American dream. If you break it down, you just slow down for a minute and take all the tweets and bull out of the way, He represents a lot of people who have been stepped on going, I want to be like that guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with anything else. And as long as you continue to tell him, no, you're just dumb.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Near, far, wherever you are, this is hilarious. A British man, my favorite kind, who describes himself as a Celine Dion superfan, has legally changed his name to Celine Dion after a drunken night of partying. Could have just ended it at drunken night. With about $100 in an online application, the Titanic change was put in motion. The man says he doesn't actually remember doing it, but once the official forms arrived in the mail, he happily signed them and has no plans to reverse it anytime soon. So his heart may go on, but I guess he's going to need a new driver's license. Kennedy, your thoughts?
I love this story so much. I can't believe how easy it is to change your name in the UK. That's what struck me, because here it's a pretty lengthy process.
Yes.
I was thinking, like, what's the craziest thing I do? And mine is always online shopping. And then I get things in the mail and I don't know where they came from.
I think
they're presents.
This is so true.
I look at the billing. I'm like, oh, don't.
This is so true. Tyrus, wouldn't it be great if alcohol was a substance that made you make more responsible decisions?
Okay, you know what? I'm actually glad that you brought this up, because I'm calling bullshit on all of this. This is, you know what? And spending a little bit of time with a journalist
of my stature.
No one else realized that. I'm pretty sure when you're out drinking at midnight that the name changing store is probably not open.
But couldn't it be 24/7?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Did it online.
The notary, the bank, those are places that typically stay open. Late at night for drunken guys to come in and be like, hey, I want to. This guy planned it out.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy who's made a few mistakes in his life and has tried to use the old.
I was drunk.
I was drunk, bro.
Don't even go there.
Yeah.
You know, like, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And when he got in the mail, he's like, oh, well, huh. I mean, I did it, so I guess I'll sign it. Yeah, he did 3 cartwheels and a kick up when it came in the mail. He did it during the mail, and he's trying to just cover it up by saying, oh, I was drunk and this way. But yet you kept it.
Why can't he, Kilmeade, now identify as Celine Dion? Like, if you can identify as a woodland creature or change your gender, why can't he say that I am Celine Dion?
Well, put it this way.
Name himself.
That is a good point. Two things I don't understand. I don't understand the passion people have for Celine Dion. I met her once. She seems nice. But I don't understand the passion.
How dare you?
Because I didn't even know she was a singer until the Titanic. And the song takes way too long. They could get it done in half the time. And number two is, the biggest name change that affected me the most is when Cassius Clay went to Muhammad Ali.
Really?
Yeah. And that was a process. And that got a lot. Yeah. No, that was a big one. I got over that quick.
Why did you not like that? What are you? I don't know. I don't want to know why that upsets you, frankly. And why am I scratchy all of a sudden?
Yeah, I didn't know you were that old.
Apparently it bothered you too, Greg, didn't it?
Right. Evidently he's got a rash.
Brother changed his name and you guys get,
Right.
Wow. Dang it.
I thought Cassius Clay was such a great name.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why, huh?
Hey, touche.
All right.
This guy.
Somebody's going to clip that out and go, he did the secret symbol.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
No one ever writes about us on the internet. So that's perfect.
Dagan, that's not your real name.
No, it's not. It's actually Celine Dion. excuse me. Celine Dion.
Yes,
is how you would have to
French
say it.
Canadian.
This dude drank a magnum of champagne. The only thing I could possibly do after a magnum of champagne is, as in the past, pass out on the bathroom floor with my face on the bath mat, and you wind up with the impression on your face. It takes about
12
hours.
In fact, you have a picture, don't you?
Yes. No, it is true, though. Getting drunk like that on champagne is the worst possible alcohol, and the headaches, and it's just really bad. Bad. But you know what cures that? Celine Dion's graceful music.
And Pedialyte.
Thanks to Brian Kilmeade. I do love him. The great Dagan Medell, Kennedy, and Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.